What is sin? The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 14, asks this question. And the answer is, quote, sin is the want of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. 1 John 3:4 says this very directly. Quote, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. The Greek word for this lawlessness is anomia, in other words, against the law. Now, there are only two kinds of law: theonomy, God's law, and autonomy. Man makes up his own law, which is in reality another form of lawlessness. Christians, like King David, should be lovers of the law. However, there are two large groups in evangelicalism that deny the importance and abiding validity of God's law. The first is called New Covenant theology, and the second is called Two Kingdom theology. New Covenant theology teaches that Old Testament laws, including the Ten Commandments, are no longer applicable to Christians. Andy Stanley, pastor of North Point Community Church in Georgia, one of the largest churches in the U.S., says, and I quote, participants in the New Covenant, that's Christians, are not required to obey any of the commandments found in the first part of their Bibles. I take that to be the Old Testament. Rather, they are expected to obey a single command of Jesus, quote, as I have loved you, so love one another. This is not a new heresy. It is called Marcionism, which says that the God of the Old Testament is wrathful, but that Jesus is loving and does not demand obedience to Old Testament laws. Two Kingdom theology is a little more subtle in its form of antinomianism. Two Kingdom theology teaches that the kingdom of God is only a spiritual kingdom, and that the laws of God do not apply to institutions of this world. The kingdom of God is equated with the church, and civil government, politics, popular culture are seen as another kingdom, subject to its own laws and not subject to the laws of God. Two Kingdom theology is also not a new heresy. Its ideas were fought in the Reformation under the names of Pietism and Anabaptism. Who has heard this? We Christians should not get involved in culture and politics. We are just going to preach the gospel. This is a two kingdom theology idea. In other words, we don't want to invade another kingdom of politics and culture. We want to stay in our own culture. The realm of politics and culture is not going to be redeemed, it is believed, by Jesus Christ. But we as Christians cannot neglect fighting the culture wars and engaging in political action and claim that we simply preach the salvation of souls and that we have done our duty to love our neighbors as ourselves when we do this. The Christian faith is not just consisting of sterile creeds. It's a call to action. Some have observed that enacting laws cannot change men's hearts. While this is undoubtedly true, it does not mean that laws cannot restrain evil and preserve order in a civil society. Martin Luther King Jr. said, and I quote, it may be true that laws cannot make a man love me, but it can keep him from lynching me, and I think that's pretty important. We will end where we started. 1 John 3:4, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we confess that we have sinned, that we have broken your law. We pray that we would proclaim with King David, oh, how I love thy law, O Lord, it is my meditation all the day. Amen.